This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, April 2nd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Daly. In the news of the day, AgriPulse is reporting that a large cow main layer operation in the Texas Panhandle that accounts for 3.6% of the company's production has tested positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has confirmed cases of HPAI in 7 dairy herds in Texas, 2 in Kansas, and 1 each in Michigan and New Mexico. Calmaine said in a release that it remains dedicated to robust biosecurity programs across its locations. However, no farm is immune to HPAI. HPI is still present in the wild bird population, and the extent of possible future outbreaks with heightened risk during the migration seasons cannot be predicted. More on the story can be seen at AgriPulse.com. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley had more to say about HPAI in his weekly call with the Ag Media today. Hannah Pagel has more.
After a Texas resident tested positive with the bird flu earlier this week, an Iowa senator says he is confident in the biosecurity measures his state has in place. Senator Chuck Grassley spoke to reporters today and says when it comes to the bird flu, history can help shed a light on how to protect against the disease in the future.
If you go back 8 or 9 years when it first became a problem, there was turmoil, and we've had outbreaks a few years since, and in the recent 2 years we've had outbreaks, and it seems to me that the cooperation between U.S. Department of Agriculture and Secretary Naig of the Iowa Department of Agriculture, that they seem to have protocols in place to manage it. There's still a tremendous economic loss every time it hits.
Avian influenza is a virus that primarily infects birds. Iowa ranks number one in production for laying hens that produce most of the nation's ag supply. The Texas resident who tested positive for the bird flu only had eye inflammation as a symptom and was directly exposed to dairy cattle that were presumed to be infected with avian influenza. The CDC says human infections with avian influenza are uncommon, but have occurred sporadically worldwide. However, in a statement, the CDC says the risk to the public remains low and that initial testing hadn't detected any changes to the virus to make it more transmissible to humans. For AgriPulse, I'm Hannah Pagel.
Well, in its first crop progress report of the season, the USDA reported 2% of the nation's corn crop had been planted as of Easter Sunday. Texas had the most of its crop at 57% of expected acreage planted. Illinois farmers had planted 1% of their crop. Southern Illinois farmer Doug Winter says the pace will pick up if the weather holds.
There's not been any planting done that I know of. There's been some anhydrous put down, pre-plant, and a little bit of tillage work, and a lot of spraying and fertilizer application has been going on. If weather is conducive, we'll probably turn loose, I would say, about next week.
In Iowa, no crops were reported planted by USDA. Ray Gasser says field work in his area has been limited to date, and he doesn't see an early jump on planting in his region.
When it was warmer a couple of weeks ago, folks were talking about planting early, and now, you know, we have these cold nights, and I think there's a prediction of being below freezing in a couple of days. You know, so that's kind of slowed the process down a little bit.
Gasser hopes for a normal start to planting by the 20th of the month. Dry soil is a concern for both farmers. Doug Winter says they need rain.
When you really get down about a foot to a foot and a half, we don't have much subsurface recharge. Looking at the statistics, I think since January 1st, we normally have had about 11 inches of rainfall. Right now, we're sitting on about 8.5.
Gasser says topsoil is closer to adequate, but the subsoil is a different story.
They did some deep probes, and at the 4-foot level, we're about 45% of capacity. We're not excessively dry, but we could use a little more moisture.
USDA said winter wheat condition was 36% poor to very poor, 36% fair, and 28% good to excellent. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. It's time for a new farm bill. America's farmers, ranchers, and families are counting on it. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.